Next name.
Okay. Brooks Lippincott.
It's Bill Lippincott. Thank you. Good morning, Chairman Draper, members of the committee. I am Bill Lippincott. I live 30 Wilbur Drive, Hamden, Maine. I am chair of Don't Waste Maine, and I'm here to speak in favor of the rule change. It's needed because current inaccurate description of Maine waste has allowed the operator of Juniper Ridge, Casella Waste Systems, and Re-Energy Lewiston to exploit a loophole in the definition, resulting in a massive increase of out-of-state waste at Juniper Ridge. I've lived in Hamden, so I've had the opportunity to observe Casella's landfill practices since they purchased the Sawyer landfill and in 1998 pushed for a major expansion. And I've observed a pattern with Casella to fill its landfills as fast as they can with as much waste as they can while pushing DEP rules beyond any reasonable interpretation of their intent. And I just want to take a look at Hamden's operations. In 1998, Casella estimated in its application, it would dispose approximately 140,000 tons a year in its expansion phases, providing capacity for approximately 23 years, which meant that the landfill capacity from that expansion would have lasted until 2021, next year. But by 2004, only 6 years later, they were taking around 568,000 tons of waste a year, and they estimated they'd reach capacity by February of 2007, filling up what they had estimated as 23 years of capacity in less than 10 years. A major factor in the increase was the large volume of waste from the Merck incinerator in Biddeford, which is also owned by, was also owned by Casella. Much of the waste that Merck processed was from out of state. After a rule change in 2002 that allowed Pine Tree to accept bypass from the Merck plant, out of state waste coming to the landfill increased dramatically. Waste trucks from Massachusetts would stop at the Merck plant and routinely deliver far more waste than the plant could handle, which would then get landfilled in Hamden. So in 2001, Pine Tree put in around 19,000 tons of MSW and demo debris that was generated out of state. But in 2003, after this rule change allowing Merck bypass, that amount increased to over 218,000 tons, which is over 10 times the amount of out-of-state waste that had been taking. And in fact, DEP wrote a letter in 2005 to Casella, and they cited the practice of Merck to routinely accept more MSW for incineration than they could handle, including from out-of-state sources, and then dispose the excess at PTL. In 2006, Casella withdrew its public benefit application for another expansion since they had run out of, were going to run out of space in the face of certain DEP denial, a central reason being the profligate manner in which they'd squandered their own precious capacity at the landfill. And I'll mention, during the time they were taking bypass, the Perk incinerator, unlike the Merck incinerator, was only taking around 10,000 tons of waste of bypass a year at the same time. And that's year in, year out. So now Casella is doing the same thing as far as our capacity at our state-owned Juniper Ridge. The question is why demo debris waste into state-owned Juniper Ridge increased so drastically after the commercial landfill at Pine Tree, which had no restrictions on out-of-state waste, closed. If increased volumes of demo debris into Juniper Ridge were truly restricted to Maine waste, what explains the dramatic increases since PTL closed? Just as Casella had been gaming the system at the commercial Pine Tree landfill with Merck bypass, it's been doing the same thing with Re-Energy demo debris at our state-owned Juniper Ridge. And I give a figure for 1 year, 2017, where 90% of the waste was from out of state. And in that year, 97% went into Juniper Ridge of what ReEnergy processed. And that's consistent from the beginning, actually, when Casella was running a KTI plant through today, 90% from out of state, 90% into Juniper Ridge. This is not recycling by any reasonable definition of that term. I've heard ReEnergy argue that their Lewiston plant may not survive if this rule change goes through and would cause the loss of 45 jobs. Our group, Don't Waste Maine, is in favor of productive jobs that help grow our state's economy, but we are not in favor of using our state resources to protect a sham industry that relies on importing out-of-state demo debris, which contains lead, arsenic, asbestos, and a host of other toxins to fill up our state landfill. So why should we care about the capacity at Juniper Ridge? Well, we acquired it in 2004 in order to be able to preserve the state's landfill capacity for Maine-generated waste. We didn't have control over commercial landfills, and we saw what happened at Pine Tree. Given the limitations in size of the other state-owned alternatives, the immense cost to develop those sites or any new sites, add that to the extreme difficulty of locating a new site because of political and environmental factors, we don't want to have another community dealing with a daily stink of an active landfill and the fear that one's health might be at risk. It's essential that we don't fill up Juniper Ridge with waste that never should have ended up there. As Kevin Roche, the CEO of EcoMaine, said yesterday at a webinar, we need to preserve our state landfill spaces so they are there for a very long time. And the state doesn't have any viable long-term alternative. In my written submission, I provide Michael Barden's testimony before the ENR as to why the other two state-owned landfills, Carpenter Ridge and the Dolby landfill, are not viable long-term alternatives. And Barden was the manager of state-owned landfills for the state in 2018. I think in my written alternative, I say who manages. I'm not sure if he still is, so that's a correction if that is not the case. He ended that presentation before the ENR saying, landfills require perpetual care despite requirement of only 30 years after closure. But looking at the Pine Tree landfill, it's questionable whether remediation will be finished 30 years from closure. After 8 years of remediation, contamination is still increasing at our landfill.
Mr. Lippincott?
Yes.
I've given you quite a bit of latitude, but if you could wrap it up, if you could.
This is it, the final.
Thank you.
We need to support this rule change to ensure that waste imported from out of state does not wind up in our state-owned landfills, to ensure that industry players are not gaming the system, to ensure that the long-term capacity of Juniper Ridge is not jeopardized by practices that run counter to our statutory state waste hierarchy. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Olivecott. Pardon the interruption. Any questions from board members for Mr. Lippincott? Seeing none, any questions from Ms. Loizam? No. Thank you, sir.